A new study from the University of Wisconsin-Madison shows that hospitals in Wisconsin are charging more for inpatient services than their counterparts in Illinois. It's Friday, August 21st. This is Wisconsin Today Morning News. Good morning. I'm Courtney Everett. Coming up, a newly created state board meets today to consider Wisconsin's first commutations in decades. And we'll hear about Milwaukee County's public beer gardens.
It's communal. They don't come and they don't talk about politics. They talk about the music that's playing or the what kind of beer do you have.
Stay with us.
Help students start and stay writing with Wubensocker, a free multimedia resource from PBS Wisconsin Education and UW-Madison School of Education. Collaborative arts-based activities and lessons are designed to help learners build confidence in writing and see how extraordinary their ideas are. Visit pbswisconsineducation.org to explore the Wubensocker collection today.
A new report found Wisconsin's major hospitals charge nearly 26% more for inpatient services compared to similar locations in Illinois. Hope Kerwin has more on the study.
The report uses data on the rates negotiated between health insurance companies and acute care hospitals. It found that inpatient prices at Wisconsin hospitals were higher than those set by their counterparts in Illinois. Even hospitals under the same health system, but in two different states, had the price difference. Health economist Tony Losasso from the University of Wisconsin-Madison is author of the study.
The next step is to look at, well, what is it about the market in Wisconsin, the healthcare market, the hospital landscape, that might account for this price difference.
But the Wisconsin Hospital Association pushed back on the findings. The industry group says the study's narrow focus on inpatient services at only acute care locations is not representative of the prices charged by health systems across the state. Hope Kerwin, Wisconsin Public Radio.
We Energy's plans to continue purchasing power from a nuclear plant in Manitowoc County for nearly three more decades. This week, the utilities company told federal regulators that We Energy's entered into a new agreement with Next Era Energy. That's the company that owns the Point Beach nuclear plant. The deal would allow the utility to continue purchasing about a gigawatt of energy capacity from Point Beach for years beyond its existing agreement. The current deal for We Energy's ends in 2033. This one would end in 2053. Scott LaBeur leads the utility's parent company. At an earnings call this year, he said the company was considering letting the agreement expire because of its cost.
The prices are pretty high. We're going to look at affordability for our customers. At this time, we're planning that we're going to have to replace that.
Ratepayer advocates say there aren't enough details yet to know whether the new deal shields customers from rising costs. A newly created board meets today to consider Wisconsin's first commutations in decades. As Sarah Lear reports, 12 incarcerated Wisconsinites will be asking for their sentences to be cut short.
Wisconsin governors have the power to shorten criminal sentences by handing down commutations. But it's been more than 30 years since a governor here has used that power. That's set to change after Governor Tony Evers created a panel to advise him on commutations. Group Wisdom has been advocating for two men who are appearing before that board on Friday. Wisdom volunteer Sherry Reams says they were convicted of homicide in the 1990s because of crimes committed when they were 15 and 16 years old.
People who commit crimes when they're very young often can really rise to the occasion in prison and really change.
Evers is not seeking re-election and will be leaving office early next year. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.
A 19-year-old with Wisconsin ties was killed when a car collided with riders from a university cycling team in Tennessee. Halen Engdahl died Wednesday when he and his Milligan University teammates were struck by a car during a training ride. His teammate Braden Rogers was also killed. Both were sophomores at the small Christian college. Seven other members of the team were injured, four critically. Engdahl's family lives in Winthrop Harbor, Illinois, a community near the state line. He was a 2025 graduate of Christian Life School in Kenosha and competed with a Wisconsin cycling group. In a social media post, Team Wisconsin Cycling said several other injured riders were part of the state's riding and racing community. The driver that struck the team is facing criminal charges. Wisconsin regulators are seeing more reports of blue-green algae blooms. As Daniel Kading reports, they're also seeing an uptick in illnesses tied to them.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has received more than 200 reports of blooms this year. That's dozens more than the same time last year. Most involved blue-green algae. The blooms are often smelly and look like pea soup or spilled paint. The DNR's Gina LaLiberty says most reports occur around mid-July to mid-September when waters are warmest.
The hot weather definitely helps to really heat up the upper levels of water in the lake. So those are conditions that blue-green algae prefer.
Warm, calm weather combined with a lot of nutrients and waterways create ideal conditions for blooms. State health officials confirmed a toxin in blue-green algae samples collected at Dubay Lake in Marathon and Portage counties and Booth Lake in Walworth County. So far, the state has investigated 30 illnesses, exceeding all of last year. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
Wisconsin's new film office has awarded its first slate of tax credits for projects in the state. The Film Wisconsin office was created in the state biennial budget and is tasked with awarding the tax incentives for TV shows and movies. This week, the state announced six productions had been awarded a total of more than $1 million in tax credits. They include documentaries, feature films, and one short film, Uke. A new documentary about the late Bob Uecker was one of the projects selected. Susan Kearns is the executive director of Milwaukee Film, which runs the Milwaukee Film Festival. She thinks more filmmakers will look to Wisconsin now that the state offers incentives.
I think it's really crucial to have something like that so that we can get bigger productions and more productions.
The new film office will award up to $5 million in tax credits annually. A rare loon native to the Arctic was spotted this month on Lake Superior near Douglas County. Alyssa Eaton has more.
Minnesota resident Matt Scott was fishing with his friend when he spotted the loon. They had crossed into Wisconsin waters when he noticed the bird had a blockier head than normal. He looked through his binoculars and saw the bird's bright yellow beak.
I scrambled to get my camera out of the bag and snapped a few pictures right away. I knew that it was potentially a yellow-billed loon, but I have zero experience with them.
Scott's sighting was soon confirmed by an online birding group. Yellow-billed loons are the rarest species of loon. They mainly live in Alaska and Canada, but have occasionally wandered to the Midwest. This was the first confirmed sighting in Wisconsin. Although birders have returned to the area looking for the loon, it hasn't been spotted since August 1st. Alyssa Eaton, Wisconsin Public Radio.
After the break, when Milwaukee County opened its beer garden in Easterbrook Park back in 2012, it was the first public beer garden in the United States in 100 years. It was such a success that similar gathering places sprouted up in other parks. They become a beloved fixture of summer. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferrett.
We are your hosts of Wisconsin Weekend from WPR News.
Each week, our team works to uncover the stories and events that communities all over the state take pride in.
Our goal is to bring you closer to the unique perspectives and the traditions that make Wisconsin a great place to call home.
Along the way, you'll hear uplifting stories of neighbors in your community making a positive difference.
Saturday afternoon at 3 and Sunday morning at 10.
It's time for Wisconsin Life. For more than a decade, thousands of people have swarmed to Milwaukee County parks to get their hop on at public beer gardens. WPR's Corrine Hess has more on what began as an experiment in 2012 and has turned into one of the biggest social draws of the summer.
On a recent Thursday, the long tables at the Easterbrook Park Beer Garden started to fill up a little after noon. As people are lining up to get their mugs filled with ice-cold beer, others are playing cards and setting up picnics. Whether it be family reunions, after-work gatherings, or date nights, people can be found all summer in Milwaukee County's public beer gardens, enjoying each other's company, and of course, their beverage of choice.
And it's communal. They don't come and they don't talk about politics. They talk about the music that's playing or the what kind of beer do you have or what are your kids doing these days. It's just a feel-good environment. It's just nice.
That's John Hushick, a retired teacher who has worked at the Whitnell Park Beer Garden in Franklin for 5 years. Kim Grimes lives in Waukesha County and doesn't even like beer. But she loves being outside at the beer gardens, and Estabrook is one of her favorites.
I feel like this is kind of an iconic one, and I have brought many visitors.
She's not wrong. When Estabrook opened in 2012, it was the first public beer garden in the United States since Prohibition. Today, there are 5 permanent beer gardens and 2 traveling beer gardens operated by the county, and dozens more operated by local neighborhood groups and businesses. The county beer gardens now bring in about $3 million in revenue for Milwaukee County Parks each year. Joe Morzinski heads business development for the department. He says when the first beer garden opened, the goal was to get people into the parks to connect with their neighbors.
We have communal tables, we always say. So if you're at a table and you're sitting there with a friend, there's room for 4 more people. Usually somebody will sit next to you and you start a conversation, and that's how people connect. And that's what parks are about.
Local restaurant owner Hans Weisgerber took a trip to Germany in 2011 and learned about beer garden culture. When he returned, he approached Milwaukee County with the idea of creating one of his own. He says he thought it was a great way to take advantage of the county's great parks.
The term beer garden, yes, beer is in many ways the catalyst, but it goes way beyond just sitting at a table drinking beer.
All of the beer gardens have communal tables, but they each have their own flavor. While Estabrook is situated on a bluff overlooking the Milwaukee River, other beer gardens are along Lake Michigan. Some are hidden in urban neighborhoods. But all are great places for friends to catch up. Mick Day and Mark Schwartz meet up for a brew at Estabrook every week.
I'm drinking the original lager.
This is the Dunkel.
The summer beer, unfortunately, is off at the moment. The line is broken, so that's a bit of a disappointment, but hey, not complaining.
At a nearby table, 3 couples from Rockton, Illinois, who have been in a supper club for years together, are setting up an elaborate picnic. They're not here for beer, although about half of the group is indulging. Chris Griffith explains they've come to see Alex Mexner, an accordion player who's about to start performing.
Tonight we were supposed to be our supper club at Brad and Sue's, but I said, hey, Alex Mexner's playing at Estabrook. Let's bring a picnic and go see Alex Mexner.
The group drove almost an hour and a half from Rockton to get to Estabrook, says Griffith.
We don't have beer gardens in Illinois.
They say they'll continue visiting Milwaukee until the gardens close in October.
WPR's Corinne Hess brought us that story on Milwaukee's beer gardens. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and PBS Wisconsin in partnership with Wisconsin Humanities. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. And now for a check of the forecast. Expect partly to mostly cloudy conditions and a bit muggy today. Scattered showers and thunderstorms expected, mainly over the eastern two-thirds of the state. A few could be strong in the afternoon. Highs will reach in the upper 70s to low 80s. And then tonight, any showers or storms in the far eastern areas ending early, then partly cloudy. Lows will drop down to the mid-50s near 60. And then for Saturday, breezy and less humid, partly sunny in the west to mostly cloudy elsewhere. Spotty showers are also possible in the northeast and eastern areas. Highs expected in the mid-70s to near 80. And then Saturday night, decreasing clouds and cool. And that's all for Wisconsin Today Morning News. I'm Courtney Everett. Thanks so much for joining us on this Friday. We hope you have a fantastic weekend. I myself will be venturing out to Corn Fest in Sun Prairie, one of my favorite events, because what's better? Corn, butter, salt? That's all you need in life. Thanks again, and we'll see you back here on Monday.